You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Liz Peek, a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News. We go to Washington and the battle of the moment, which is about raising the debt ceiling. This is an obscure argument that I've tried to learn and forget many times over the years. It comes down to one side and the other prevailing in the perception of afterwards. And then there's another one, another debt ceiling deadline in some time in the future. Liz, the president wants to spend all the money appropriated, as I understand it. A clean bill is the euphemism. The Republicans under Mr. McCarthy have come forward with extremely modest, even that word is too strong, slight reductions in the spending. For example, the Republicans recommend they not spend, I think there's about $60 billion or $80 billion of leftover COVID relief, not spend it. And yet the White House is reluctant to cooperate in such a savings. Is this about the presidential election of 2024, Liz, and not about the debt?
I think everything now is about 2024. All these meetings, all these conversations are extremely political. Joe Biden, unfortunately, is in the same position he was going into the 2020 election, where he absolutely had to have the backing of progressives. And so far, he does. Bernie Sanders has endorsed him. I think you'll see, you know, major left-wing politicians rally around the president. So he can't really afford to be moderate. It is remarkable to me. People keep talking about Joe Biden being a moderate. He's not governing as a moderate. He's governing as Bernie Sanders. And so what that means is, for all intents and purposes, taking a very, very loose and ambitious line on federal spending. They don't want to cut spending. The Republicans are countering that with saying, look, we had this giant emergency. COVID and the shutdowns related to COVID created an economic debacle. We had to plug the hole. We did that. Now it's time to step back, reassess where we are, and pull in some of these programs that are, A, very expensive, much more expensive, by the way, always, than the government thinks they're going to be, and B, are keeping some people from coming back to work. For example, the expanded SNAP program or food stamps. You know, Republicans are saying, look, historically, we've all agreed that able-bodied men, working-age men without dependents should have to work to get assistance. Now, none of that is, you know, none of that is palatable to Democrats. It's one of the things that Kevin McCarthy's group wants. We want to get rid of handouts, food stamp handouts to people who are not, who don't have dependents and who should be working or in job training or in some way preparing to go back to work. Those are the kinds of arguments that, yes, are political. But I got to say, with the numbers we're seeing, I mean, right now, the federal deficit through the first 6 months of the year is at $1.1 trillion. The full year deficit was meant to be $1.4 trillion. You can do the math, John. We're not looking at a $1.4 trillion deficit this year. Revenues are down from where they're expected to be because I think the economy is weaker. Spending's up 13% through the first 6 months of the year. So Republicans are on the right track here. They have, I think they have the argument. But Joe Biden, you know, again, he's in reelection mode. I do think it's promising that he has now set up a meeting with Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders. I hope something positive comes out of that because I think the country would be very cheered to think that, yes, both sides are going to work towards getting our spending and our deficits under control.
At the same time, we have news from the Wall Street Journal. We have about a minute. Mr. Biden is staking his reputation and legacy on spending nearly $2 trillion in taxpayer money efficiently and effectively. Liz, they're talking about spending more money after they get the debt limit raised. And that money is suggestively the cause of the inflation. Do we know that and Washington doesn't? I thought everybody was informed. Stop spending money.
Yeah. Well, Democrats have never acknowledged. Janet Yellen Joe Biden have never acknowledged any responsibility for the inflation that was so horrific last year and still continues to plague the economy.
We have 30 seconds, Liz. Go ahead.
Sure. Voters get it. They tie that enormous spending surge during COVID to high inflation. And right now they blame Joe Biden, which is what maybe why he's talking to Kevin McCarthy. I hope so, because we need to change this.
Liz Peek of The Hill of Fox News. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.